This is a national emergency.
Detonator charged.
Welcome back to DMR. Thank you for tuning back in as always. Much obliged. So I've been pretty busy over the past couple of weeks with DMR Media. Few jobs here and there, so it's going quite well at the moment. So I've got some catching up to do in terms of movie reviews from where it all started. So the film that I'm going to be reviewing today is none other than the long-anticipated Oppenheimer from Christopher Nolan, one of my favorite directors, starring Cillian Murphy, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt. The list is absolutely huge in terms of the people that are in this movie, so I'm not going to name all of them. So let's go over this World War II story, a story that hasn't really been explored before up on the big screen. But before we do, let's discuss one of the epic-looking suits from MJ Bale. And here we go with the Shipton jacket and trousers slim fit. So created from 100% Australian superfine merino wool, the Shipton jacket is woven in a super 130s bird's eye with a matte finish. It features a half canvas construction and is fully lined. Have a go at that. There's something about a dark grey jacket and trousers that screams professionalism. So this will be one to add to your collection for sure. So we've got Oppenheimer, played by Cillian Murphy. So this movie basically takes place in three stages, I feel. So we've got the up-and-coming scientist, we've got the lead-up to World War II and the making of the atomic bomb, and then we've got post-World War II and basically what happens to Oppenheimer throughout his journey with this huge task that he's been given during World War II, which is the race against Germany to a nuclear bomb and basically to see what happens with the outcome of World War II. Of course, we all know the story that after Hitler's death, Japan basically would not surrender. So the Americans basically dropped not one, but two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, ending World War II for good. So the amount of people that died in those atomic blasts, I think, ended up to be over 200,000 post the blast, obviously, with all the diseases and everything that it caused, radiation exposure and what have you. So the movie kicks off quite well. I quite liked this movie. So when you go in to watch this movie, or if you're watching on a streaming service when it comes out, do not expect this movie to be action-packed, okay? So this is Christopher Nolan's probably the least amount of action that I've seen in a film from Nolan, and it's very heavy in dialogue. There is a lot of dialogue that is being thrown up on the screen. It can be hard to understand, especially when they're talking about quantum physics and all that jazz. But if you really listen to it, it's a very interesting story. And I feel that Christopher Nolan and, of course, Cillian Murphy, one of my favorite actors, have done an incredible job here in telling a very unknown story about a gentleman that basically changed the course of humanity. So in the early days, we've got Oppenheimer. He is studying somewhere in Europe, I think, and he basically runs into a guy called Heisenberg, which the Germans or the Nazis basically use in their atomic bomb race. You see him cross paths with him earlier in the film, and then he doesn't cross paths with him again in person. However, it's those two going at it in terms of the race to build the bomb. So I've got to say that as this movie ramped up, the pacing of it was quite good, especially to when they test the nuclear bomb. And that's another thing as well. If you're going into this movie thinking that it's going to have as much action as Dunkirk, and even I felt that Dunkirk was quite moderate or quite mild in terms of action, especially from a Christopher Nolan film, you're going to be disappointed because, as I said, this is very heavy in dialogue, okay? Very heavy in dialogue. So there are nuclear or atomic explosions in it, but don't expect some spectacular scenery like Interstellar or The Dark Knight, anything along those lines. You are going to be disappointed going into it. However, if you are a World War II buff like myself, you will thoroughly enjoy this particular film. So Robert Downey Jr. plays a very interesting role in this film. I won't go into too many spoilers about what he does in the film, but I thought he was absolutely brilliant. He himself, Robert Downey Jr., has basically said it's the best movie that he has been in, and that says a lot, obviously, coming out of all the Marvel movies as Iron Man and Infinity War, Endgame, all that jazz. Yes, they're comic book hero movies, but I felt that Robert Downey Jr. probably really delved deep into the role of the gentleman that he is playing this particular film. Matt Damon is also very good. I think he's a colonel, basically pushing along Oppenheimer for the race towards the atomic bomb and all the testings and all that. They basically have to build a town right out in the desert and have all the scientists basically go there hammer and tong with this race to basically win World War II. So a lot of people play very good roles in this movie. We've also got Emily Blunt playing Oppenheimer's wife. She's brilliant in this film. She's very, very good. So a lot of the performances are probably Oscar worthy in this particular film. I don't know how they'll go on the night. However, it's a very interesting story. Very interesting story. It's not my favorite Christopher Nolan movie, so it's nothing like The Prestige or The Dark Knight. Interstellar, I found when I first watched it, was okay, but as time rolls on, it gets better with age when you do watch that particular film. So again, not my favorite Nolan film, but it's probably my favorite Nolan film in terms of a dialogue-based story and a very interesting story at that. So the pros and cons to Oppenheimer. The pros. So the cinematography in the film is beautiful as always, even though it is not action-packed like Dunkirk or Interstellar. So all the scenery throughout America and even Europe as well is very, very crisp to look at as always. And of course, when the atom bomb does go off, it's very, very cool to look at. But again, don't go into the film thinking that's going to be happening every 10 minutes. Everybody's performance in this film is amazing. Plenty of Oscar-worthy nominations for Best Actor, supporting actors and actresses as well. Everyone does a fantastic job, very believable. And every character, I was sitting on the edge of my seat with basically looking at how they interact with Oppenheimer and their part that they played during World War II. I actually loved the post-World War II scenes where basically they go after Oppenheimer's credibility, especially because he had ties or people that he was very close to that were part of the Communist Party in America. So again, I won't go into too many spoilers about what happens in the end. However, they basically do come after him. So I loved all those post-World War II scenes as well. The cons, as I mentioned, very heavy in dialogue. The movie is 3 hours long. However, I don't think they could have cut too much out of the story. Maybe 15, 10 minutes, something along those lines. But again, I'd be nitpicking at which ones or which scenes to cut out of this particular film. So my verdict for Oppenheimer, I'm going to give it my number 2 rating, which is definitely buy it on Blu-ray or 4K. It will look very, very good. However, I had to go and see this at the movies because I'm at World War II buff, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I can understand why people wouldn't, because if they're going into this film expecting a classic Nolan film, which is going to blow your mind in terms of what you see up on the film, people may be disappointed. So a lot of the graphics and whatnot are basically shot up in the trailer that you do see when you jump on YouTube. And apparently this film was filmed in 2 months, which is ridiculous for a Nolan film. I don't know how much accuracy is behind that. I did see that up on social media at one point. And no CGI. No CGI for any of the bombs that go off in this particular film. He created that all himself using different types of explosives. So again, a fantastic Nolan film. Not my best, but definitely go and check it out. If you do miss it, definitely watch it on a Friday night, paying for it via rental, or get it on Blu-ray or 4K when it comes out. So thank you for tuning in to my review for Oppenheimer. It was pretty funny to see when Barbie came out as well. Barbieheimer, some of the memes I did see online. Very, very funny stuff. Barbie's actually made over $1 billion. I heard the story. One particular review was very, very bad, but each to their own, I suppose. So again, thanks for tuning in, and as always, laters on the Menji.
6, 5, 4, 3.
Truman needs to know what's next.
2. What's next?
Why?